AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Ted Cruz had been holding firm with Donald Trump.
I talked on the phone with him and told him I'm not going to endorse you.
That was in July, and today Cruz says he is voting for Trump in November. In a posting on Facebook, Donald Trump's former rival says he is endorsing the GOP nominee because he promised to support the Republican nominee, and he believes Hillary Clinton is wholly unacceptable. Ted Cruz finished second to Trump in a bitter GOP primary. A video has been released in Charlotte, North Carolina, of the encounter that led to the shooting death of a man by police. It was recorded by the man's wife.
Drop the gun!
The sound of officers Tuesday yelling at Keith Lamont Scott to drop the gun, and then the shouting of his wife.
He has no weapon. Don't shoot him.
She yells at her husband to get out of the vehicle. The shooting is not visible, but gunshots are heard.
Keith, don't you do it!
It's a different perspective than the video not being released by Police Chief Kerr Putney, who insisted Wednesday there was a gun.
If I were to put it out indiscriminately and it doesn't give you good context, it can inflame the situation.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Police near Baltimore say a black man was shot and killed by police during an investigation into a bank robbery. Officers say he was the driver of a car that was stopped while searching for robbery suspects. Another man was injured who police say was wanted for multiple bank robberies. Two deaths are being blamed on flooding in Wisconsin. In Cedar Rapids, Iowa, the Cedar River is expected to crest this weekend. And Mayor Ron Corbett says there could be evacuations.
By that time, we'll have up locations, not just for people to live temporarily, but we also want to have parking lots, for example, the Ladd Library, to use parking lots for people to put their cars on a temporary basis.
The two-day rally on Wall Street is over. The Dow lost 128 points. This is AP Radio News. The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan says the Taliban remains in charge of a chunk of the country. AP National Security correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
Some 15 years after the war began, the militants still hold sway in some areas.
The Taliban clearly control 10%, and the government controls roughly 65 to 70%.
They're fighting over the rest. General John Nicholson says there's also an Islamic State militant presence.
1,200 to 1,300 fighters.
Nicholson says Islamic State leaders in Syria have been giving them money and guidance, but they're now in fewer places in Afghanistan than before after months of U.S. and Afghan military operations against them. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
In a speech today at the United Nations, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov laid the blame for a bleeding Middle East and North Africa on the United States and its allies. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.